Hello and welcome to Girlfriend Translator.
Hello.
Episode 10. Double digits now. Are you excited?
No. No. I'm okay. Kind of neutral.
Okay. You ready for the first question?
I don't think, I don't have any feelings about that necessarily.
Milestones.
Okay. They're not milestones to me. Uh-huh. I mean, really, this is just like life.
Yeah.
And it's being recorded.
Right, that's true.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's really not.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
No, I tend to agree.
Am I ruining everything?
No.
Okay.
No, I figured that'd be approximately your answer, which is why I asked.
Okay. You wanted to do that to me, didn't you?
A little bit.
Because then I'm going to be like, oh, I don't want to say like...
Sorry. Are you ready for the first question?
You know it.
Okay, so this one comes from...
You could wake me up from a dead sleep and I'd be ready.
Ready for the first question.
Just kidding. Not really. I'm serious, actually. It's really weird.
Okay, so this one comes from Brown Can Frown.
Not that I'm an expert, but I kind of am. No, I'm not. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Brown Can...
Brown what? Brown Can Frown 2.
Now, so is that a throwaway account?
I don't think so. Okay. I think this is a... I think he's proud of this one. Okay, so this one... The title is, When I Pretend to Be Someone Else, I Have No Trouble Attracting Women. However, the second I start revealing who I am, all my chances go out the window.
What?
So he launches in. In the most non-narcissistic way possible, I'm a very good-looking dude.
Oh.
Women see me and see this bad boy because of the way I look and dress. However, I'm the farthest thing from it. I'm extremely sensitive and jam-packed with emotions and very in tune with my feminine side. For a very long time, I've maintained this bad boy persona because it works so well. Women are all over me, and for some time, I did love the attention. However, once I got to my mid-20s, I felt miserable. I wanted to experience a real relationship. Women would say things like, I liked you better when you were quiet. Damn, I had no idea you were so emotional, and you're more of a woman than I am. And so much more. It just really hurt. I go on dating apps, and within a few days... I get to meet a girl. The date goes great, but a few days in, when I start opening up, the girl is immediately turned off. For example, I was watching a movie with a girl once, and I started sniffling quietly. She was so weirded out. It was an emotional scene, frowny face. I had dinner another time with a girl, and she was asking about my future goals. I had told her I want a job where I can help children.
That's really sweet.
She laughed and said, that's so gay, what the fuck? I just want someone to appreciate me for who I am.
Jesus.
And not just what I look like.
That's so mean that she would say that.
No. I just can't stop being who I am.
No, you don't want to stop being who you are.
It took me a lot of therapy sessions during my 20s to work through my emotions and build my personality. But it seems
what? You don't have to build your personality through therapy, dude.
But it seems all the women I go after just do not like the fact that I'm too emotionally available and sensitive.
You went to therapy all these years and they haven't told you how to handle this. That is amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Good God.
If I could compare my personality and my appearance to a notable figure, I think Russell Brand without the accent and a bit more muscular.
You seen him without a beard, though.
I don't think I have, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Is it rough?
It's not for me to say. But he's... Yeah, I love Russell Brand, but...
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa. There are a lot of ways to solve this problem.
Uh-huh.
If you want to be on dating apps, just don't, like, take a picture that flatters you so much.
Uh-huh.
If you're that, like, incredibly good looking, and he might be, like, do something different with your photo.
Mm-hmm.
Just make it very more obscured.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
That would help,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know what the bad boy dressing is, but I don't get that part, but if you're dressing like a bad boy, maybe dress a little bit less like a bad boy. If you just want to do something quick, that'd be a quick way to, probably that'll take care of that. The therapist, why would you have to see a therapist? And I'm not judging him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm judging the therapist to build your person. If that therapist was doing their job,
mm-hmm.
they would not want you to think that they were the ones you had to see to build a... No. No one needs to build their personality or their persona. That is bullshit.
Yeah.
You might feel that way or think that way, but that could have to do with a lot of things that you grew up with that you're not even aware of.
Right.
Things you absorb because of your personality or because of circumstances or as well, commonly it's a combination of both.
Mm-hmm.
But don't believe that crap.
Mm-hmm.
You are fine. There's nothing wrong with you. But I think if you think about it enough, you can think your way into thinking there's something wrong with you. And we do that.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's not his fault, but he's got to understand that's bullshit.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with him.
Uh-huh.
And I'm angry about that in therapy. I think people take it. I think there's some really, God, I haven't met them yet, but some great therapists, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent ones. I'm not sure if the people that are excellent are drawn to that job.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can get some pretty nefarious people who like the idea of being a savior.
Yes.
And I don't think they're the right people.
Yeah.
They're not empowering you to be able to solve your own problems.
Yeah.
You want to be self-sufficient. You do not want to rely on that.
Yeah.
No one should want that for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion. I'm not a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had some people who've been through all kinds of... I didn't want that to be true. Who wants that to be true?
Yeah.
You always want to think there's someone who knows better.
Yeah.
And sometimes, and I'm more, I don't know, the longer I live, I feel like, no, you know how. You know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't think we do.
Right.
And that's a lot of what we absorb. And we need to get back to trusting ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And not being so hard on ourselves when things don't go well.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be. Mm-hmm. It has just as much to do with the other person as it does with you. But I also think it's equally important not to just blame the other person.
Mm-hmm.
But the people he's drawing to him are not people that he would be compatible with.
No.
So maybe dating apps aren't the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe, joining some group, some kind of, I don't know, intramural stuff is really fun. Like something like that where you can meet other people
mm-hmm.
naturally, more naturally, face to face. They can see, not to see you, but know you.
Right.
As a friend maybe first. Some kind of organizations. Like, I'm not into that, but that's because I'm more of an introvert.
Mm-hmm.
But I know they exist.
Certainly.
And yeah. I would definitely suggest that over the dating apps if that's what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you're not getting anywhere with that. Try this instead for a while or do both.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he wants to work with children would really, in most cases, impress women.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think a lot of guys would be impressed by that.
Absolutely.
So that's absurd that she's just, I don't know what her deal is, but she belongs with a different kind of guy.
Yeah.
Just a real, maybe very rough around the edges, kind of a, you know, different guy.
Yeah.
Because that's really mean.
That's a really mean thing to say.
And the fact that you're crying in a movie, that's who you are. I'm not saying, I don't think it really has anything to do with him being in touch with his feminine side. I think that's just his personality.
Yeah.
I don't really believe in that. I'm sure the therapist threw that out. Like, that's just, you are who you are. You're
yeah.
just who you are. You don't have to fall into this group or that group. Or.
Mm-hmm.
And I really would, I think that people will be fine if they stop that cycle of overthinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guilty of it too, of course, or else I wouldn't know how to say things like this. I wouldn't be as confident saying what I'm saying, but I am.
Yeah.
I really am. And I think, no, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, I think you can be very objective about that. And that's usually going to be behavior. Maybe you did something wrong. You were rude. You had a bad day. You'll know that.
Mm-hmm.
But your very essence is not wrong.
No.
And you're not a guy in touch with his feminine side. You're just who you are.
Yeah.
Guys are the way they are. Girls are the way they are. We're all the way we are.
Mm-hmm.
And behavior is what you can change. But should you? I mean, that woman needs to change her behavior or just find a different guy.
Yeah.
With you, if she wants you, she's going to have to change her behavior.
Right.
But I think that he's way, way too hard on himself, actually. I think he's probably been told a lot. It sounds like this is what he's been told.
Yes.
Not about his looks, but maybe about his clothes and the bad boy. It's like, who's telling him this?
Mm-hmm.
You're fine. Somebody has put something in his head, or he is reading a lot of things that are just following a certain line of thinking that I don't even think helps people. I don't think that helps him.
Uh-huh.
You are who you are. You don't have to apologize for that. You don't have to keep changing.
Mm-hmm.
If a girl doesn't get that, then dump her.
Yeah.
And keep trying, or take a break. Live your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll be fine.
Absolutely.
And trust me, lots of girls will be drawn to you. They won't all be I don't know, like, mafia wives? I don't know what this woman is. I can't... Like, she sounds really nice. I don't know why you would say... I don't know. She might be fun. She sounds like she could be kind of fun, but not if you're dating her and you're him. But, dude, you can probably sense this when you meet them.
Yeah.
By their personalities. I think he worries too much about himself and not enough about what he thinks of them.
Right. Yeah, I think so, too.
Like, your opinion is just probably more important to you than theirs.
Exactly. Yeah.
Forget all the crap you've been taught about yourself. Let it go.
Yeah.
Be proud of who you are. That's it. That's it. I wish everyone would do more of that.
Yeah, I think we all need to.
Respect yourself enough to defend who you are.
Yeah.
By walking away from people, doing something else, not being desperate, not needing these things. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people have a lot of reasons to make you believe you do. And right. Me too, obviously. I had to feel and go through this crap to be able to talk about it. I would never give advice about a thing that I hadn't experienced.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel like an asshole. So no, that's just, I think that's...
You ready for the next one?
Sure.
Okay. So this one comes from a person named Now Law Nice. I don't know. The title is, My Wife Calls Me by a Stranger's Name. Okay, so it says, I'm 40 and she's 39. We've been married...
It's quite an age gap.
We've been married 1 year. We've been married 3 years, first marriage for both. Extremely short courtship. Overall, a very hardworking, reliable partner with no drama. No kids yet.
Sounds magical.
It's never during intimacy. She has called me by the same stranger's name.
But it's never during intimacy?
Yeah. Let's say Steve, 3 times over the past, you know, our marriage.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
Over the past 3 years, she's called me Steve 3 times about.
Once a year. For an average of once every year.
For an average of once a year.
What the fuck? That's weird.
She usually
That's a little bit weird.
She usually does this when we're having a conversation and she'll respond, okay, Steve. The name Steve is not even remotely close or similar to my name. So there's no confusion on my part.
Benedict. His name is Benedict.
I have asked her who Steve
Garfield.
Is.
Garfield.
And her response is, I don't recall saying that. Furthermore...
Whoa! This is a really interesting problem.
Furthermore, there is no Steve that I'm aware of. I'm not getting any real solid
answers. Maybe it's a nervous tick.
I'm not getting any real solid answers. Being called by another...
Temporary amnesia?
Being called by another man's name by my wife for the 3rd time over the course of 3 years is hurtful.
Well, it's weird.
I know she's not physically cheating. I'm not sure what to do.
Have you asked? Like, who's Steve?
Yeah, and she says, I don't recall saying that.
Like, literally right after she says Steve?
Apparently.
Oh, that's fascinating. I want this problem. I want to just have that to handle in my life. Not like that. Maybe in another scenario. Like, you don't remember saying Steve? You actually, what am I, so I'm hearing Steve. So once every year I hear Steve. Well, I'll go to the doctor. I'll check that out. Let's see what's wrong. I would probably. I'd probably go see a psychiatrist, see a doctor, get my hearing check. Maybe a neurologist. Maybe talk about the brain, you know? Is this a thing? Have you ever heard of this? I'd probably read a lot of books. But then I'm interested in this stuff. He might not be. That is so interesting.
It's so
she
weird.
She doesn't... What? Like, if this was someone that I was close to... I'd be like, you totally just said Steve. Like, what are you talking about? You don't remember? You just called me Steve. This is the 3rd time. I don't care. I'd be like, I'm not sure I care. But I'm utterly fascinated by this. Because then you deny it immediately. I don't understand why. Because really, we're a team, you know? We could both be on the same side here. And both try to figure out why you do it. Like, I'm not looking at it like judgment. I'm not judging. I'm just curious. Why would that happen? Not jealous. I don't think you're cheating. But isn't that interesting? But don't deny it, please. Because now I'm going to think I'm crazy. And maybe, and if I am, then I will find out, right? That's probably how I would handle it, because I think I'd be fascinated by it. I would be scared at first, maybe. I don't know if it's once a year.
I don't know.
You have 12 months to get over it, right?
Right.
And to look, to check. And then it all starts over again 12 months later. So you have 12 months to cope, and you work through it. And then it happens again. That is bizarre, but I like it.
Do you think he's making this up? Because it seems too weird almost.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Have you... Okay. It's 2022.
Yes.
Okay. Just in the last 2 years. I believe anything now.
Yeah, right.
There's nothing I won't listen to now. I will give it a chance. And I don't think I'm gullible.
No.
But I think... The reality is that this is the world's a lot more nuts than we ever thought. And I don't think that's our fault.
No.
But I think it is if we pretend it's not true.
Absolutely. I guess the thing to me, like, is once every year, like, in your posting, like, why are you that concerned? Like, it's
oh, I don't know.
You know, like, what would that, like...
I don't know. Why not?
It's
kind of,
yeah, it's just interesting to me because I
feel like... Because the third time it might have really hit him. Like, okay, that's number three now. And it's once a year. Or maybe it's three times in a month. Uh-huh. But maybe that was when it clicked. It's like, okay, now I want to know. Now I'm... Why does she deny it? See, that's what would bother me is why are you denying it?
I don't recall
saying
that.
Like, do you deny saying the word but? I don't... You know what I mean? I don't... Like, why would you deny it?
Yeah.
Immediately deny it. That's... Has this been a problem in your life? Like, maybe she did this as a child.
Maybe.
And maybe it just became traumatizing. So she just says she's not saying that anymore. Like, maybe that was her whole problem. Maybe that's her thing. And maybe it just got messed up in her head, and now she just does this. Which is also not healthy.
No, it's not.
Because if that's all you do... If that's when you flip out, is like once every year you say the wrong name, that's fine. I'll take it. There are a million things I would not want to have where this would be the better option. Pretty much anything.
Right.
So I would be happy to admit that I did it. I'd be like, I still don't know why I do that. Would you want to help me find out? Because I'm curious too.
It's so
she has nothing to, she doesn't have to worry. I want to meet her so badly. I want to make it easy for her. Yeah. It's just, it is so interesting. I am thrilled that he asked.
Me too.
But I don't know why you'd make it up. It's funny. He may have been, but if we go on that assumption, we can't really.
No. Oh, I just wanted to ask because it's so specific and outlandish. And like typically for ones that are.
I think there are many things to me that have been more outlandish.
Interesting.
There's a subtlety to this that I find almost more believable.
Interesting.
But that's interesting that you see it that way, that it's outlandish. So I imagine a lot of people would see it that way, too.
That's because I feel
so
like...
So there's probably people like me and people like you.
Yeah, because I feel like the...
That's outlandish. I love that that's outlandish to you.
Because...
Isn't that funny how differently we can...
Yeah, yeah, because I guess
I want to be
like,
the person who thinks that's outlandish. No, that would make everything even worse then, wouldn't it? It's like, why would you bother if it's this? This isn't even that interesting.
But it is to me.
Well, no, but it, you know how much I appreciate
yeah,
this. But,
yeah.
But I can't imagine, like, why would you go to all the trouble?
Yeah, I guess that's a good...
Wouldn't you want to make it weirder?
Yeah, I guess
to see that. More weird reactions?
Yeah, perhaps.
How many people are going to care about that?
Yeah.
And are there a lot?
So as...
A lot of responses?
As of the time...
What are some of the responses?
The time when I screenshotted this, which, it was up for 2 hours.
You mean screenshot.
Screenshot. When I screenshot it. It was up for 2 hours, and there were 15 comments.
That's a lot.
Unfortunately, I don't have the comments.
Is that a lot?
In front of me.
That's kind of a lot.
It's a medium amount. You know, typically people...
Dude, some people just sit by the computer waiting.
Well, that's what I was doing today.
Oh, okay.
Screen...
No, I'm... Oh, okay.
When I screenshot all of these.
Okay, okay.
So maybe people are like me. I don't know.
No, I'm... No, there's nothing wrong with that.
But for some reason to me, like, it seems like so... To me, it's like, I can't imagine someone being genuinely concerned to the point where they would post this. Unless they just were like, I mean, this is a funny story.
I don't know what this is, but I'd like to assume it's true because it's
me
more
too.
Interesting.
I just wanted to float that by you because I feel like you have a better lie detector than I do.
Not necessarily.
Oh, I think you do. I think you can pick up on things that people do or say to exaggerate better than I can.
I don't know if I could with this.
Hmm.
I think it might depend on the thing.
Hmm.
because it didn't even occur to me that that was outlandish, but it did to you. So I'm thinking you might know something I don't know, which I think you probably do. Of course you do. But it's hilarious.
Some of the comments were just like, I think they were being sarcastic, like, gotta get her to see a doctor right away.
I don't know. I'm really interested in what they said because I don't know. I'd definitely grill her. It's just weird. Just for the sake, if nothing else, just because it's really fascinating. If this is true, that's the one person you can really grill. You're closer to this person than anyone.
Well,
they'll let you do this, won't they?
Some of the comments were suggesting that he like go to her family and see like just be like anyone named Steve. Anyone like kind of go like to her friends and family and see if there's anybody ever been
named
Steve
at some point. But I don't know. He should really address whether or not he's talked to her other than her denials.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But 3 times? I don't know.
3 times in 3 years.
I don't. Okay. Maybe I've done that.
No.
Okay.
No.
I might have. You might have. No. No. No.
No.
I don't think so either.
I've only called people by, like, names of other people that I know.
Right.
Yeah, that's the, like,
well,
just...
she might know Steve.
Well, that's, yeah. And so,
she might know a Steve.
He doesn't know any Steve.
Maybe it's the brother that died in the drowning act, like, in the drowning years ago.
And no
one talks about it. Or the ghost in the attic that they thought was their kid. And she thought it was her brother, but it was a ghost.
Well, he said
I hope it's something that weird.
There's a small detail.
Not the dead kid, just...
There's a small detail in the first paragraph that says... They've been married for 3 years, but it was an extremely short courtship. So it's like, did you not know a lot about her and her backstory before you got married? Like, maybe there is a Steve.
Well, in 3 years, you've had time, that's probably, true. So I don't know.
Presumably, that's true.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Oh, well, this might be a common hoax.
If it is, it isn't to me, but I just, like, to
that's
me,
that's very
it's...
clear. We might not know.
Maybe we just don't know.
Yeah, we might not.
Okay. But your advice would be to grill her because that's the one
Hell
person.
Hell yeah, isn't that the one person you know better than anyone?
Right, right.
I think you can find a way to convince her why that would be fun.
Yeah.
Make it light.
Yeah.
Steve. It should be fun. You shouldn't have like an unpleasant experience. This is actually one of those very unique, weird things in life that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
It
could be fun.
I agree.
I know that's weird, but that's the way I feel.
Well, okay, Steve. You ready for the next one?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this comes from Ecstatic Counter 736.
These are the weirdest names.
That one is definitely a Reddit jumble. Like, it's like an auto username because it's so weird. Okay, so the title of this one is My Girlfriend Wants Me to Buy New Pants Because She's a Vegan Now.
New pans or pants?
New pans. Like to cook with.
What does that have to do? Oh, so, it's touched the flesh of an
the
animal.
Death. It's touched the death. I know it sounds a bit silly, but I'm interested in all kinds of opinions. I've been with my girlfriend for 2 years now. She was vegetarian since she's been 16 because she doesn't like meat.
She anemic?
I don't know. She just has always had a thing about meat, apparently. So she's been vegetarian since she was 16.
How old is she?
They don't give their ages, but I'm guessing...
73. It's like, I wouldn't bother with the new pants.
I've always been a meat eater, but I'd never give it up. Okay, so sorry, I misread that. I've always been a meat eater, and I've never given...
A meat eater?
Yeah, he eats meat, she doesn't. And he doesn't want to give it up ever because he likes meat.
Well, he doesn't have to.
But I respect my girlfriend's dietary needs, and we occasionally share many...
They're not needs. They're wants. They're wants.
And we occasionally share many amazing vegetarian meals together.
Are they really amazing?
Now she wants to become vegan, which is fine, but she said I should buy new pans
because gummy bears for her.
Because she doesn't want to use...
It'd be funnier, though, if she wanted him to buy new pants.
It'd be funnier. So now she wants to become vegan, which is fine.
Like, that'll be fun.
But she said I should buy new pans because she doesn't want to use the ones that
touch
meat.
Then why should you buy them? She should buy them.
I told her I think it's better if she buys them.
I agree.
Because then they wouldn't touch meat ever. Like, you know, I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me. Like, does she want him to buy new pans and still use them to cook meat? I don't know.
I don't get it.
So she said I make more money than her, so definitely I should buy the
pans. Oh my God, what a little.
I told her it's not a good idea, and she called me unsupportive.
Oh.
We didn't seem to find a solution, so decided to get back to all this later.
You're too nice, dude.
I've been thinking, and from one side I feel like it's unfair that I should buy new pans, but at the same time I'm worried that I'm really being unsupportive.
Oh, please.
Should I buy
She's manipulating that.
Should I just buy these pans or
don't
should
buy
I stand
them.
My ground?
No, because I don't think that's fair to you. And I think that if she's... Why would she do that? She's manipulating your... You're defending yourself. Like,
so he's added more information.
Oh, shit.
So this is not the first time she has some, in my eyes, strange requests, but I always stand my ground. But afterwards, I feel like crap because I really love her and I want to give her the world.
Well, you shouldn't have to feel like crap.
This time, I might be wrong.
Maybe she's crap.
But I really think she's being unreasonable. She already tried to ban sweets from the house because she said she can't be around sweets. Otherwise, she'll eat it all.
She sounds miserable.
I thought it was a bit extra, so I compromised by at least not eating sweets in front of her.
Dude, you're doing way too much.
There's also a type of ketchup that she tried to ban because she said it's nasty looking.
What's wrong with her?
I don't know. I always thought she's just a bit picky and that I have to accept all this because I love her.
Well, that's really controlling.
It's hard to say no to her sometimes, not gonna lie.
What does she do? Meow. Oh, probably other things. Okay. She sounds like a bitch.
Yeah, she does.
A demanding little bitch.
She does.
And I don't think that anyone who loves you would not want you to stand up for something that is, like, why are her, those are not her needs, those are her wants.
Mm-hmm.
If they are her needs, he didn't mention why. So they're her wants, they're her desires. Mm-hmm. He has desires too. Don't quit on what you like because she's got a stronger will.
Yeah.
Like, there's some compromise that's always fine and healthy, but that's just rude.
Yeah, it is.
She sounds mean, like a bitch.
Yeah, she
there,
does.
I said it. Like, really, what's wrong with you? I totally disagree with that. I don't think that I would want to be with someone like that because
no.
It won't stop there.
Right.
Likely.
Right.
I'm not a doctor. Just saying. That's rude.
It's very
rude.
Like,
people that do that, that really impose their will in these little ways, they get away with it because they can say it's little. No, it's not little. It's a control thing. It's a
it's
power
petty.
Trip.
It's very petty.
Yeah, and it does wear on a person.
Absolutely.
And I mean,
yeah.
I don't know why. What did she do to make up for this? Because, like, that's so rude. That's a way of treating people that makes no sense to me.
No. No.
I'm sure he sounds incredibly considerate.
Yeah.
Why are you pushing him? Why are you making him do... It's like trying to get someone who's a good person to kind of make up for all the people who weren't.
Yeah.
And you can't do that. It's wrong. And it will degrade him. And he will feel bad about himself.
Yeah.
As any human does.
He already does, clearly.
Well, I don't like that.
Yeah.
And that's not loving.
No, it's not.
She's not being loving.
No.
Why does... This is not a need.
No.
It's a choice.
Exactly.
I'm fine with that. I just don't want you imposing it on me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not a huge meat eater, but I'm not... I'm from Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a population of people on the West Coast that are just very aggressively... almost militantly PC.
Uh-huh.
And I've grown up with this, okay? But it didn't hit the rest of the world till later.
Uh-huh.
It was, we owned that shit. San Francisco's worse. But that is such a West Coast thing. And I just got so fed up with it. I'm fine going anywhere you want to go. I'll go to your restaurants. But if you throw a fit, you don't accommodate what is generally more common or the more mainstream approach, you have to in a society.
Yeah.
Okay, it's logical. If that shifts, that's fine.
What do you mean by that? Like that a restaurant shouldn't...
Well, no, you can have vegan restaurants and non-vegan. I don't care.
Uh-huh.
But when you impose your... They can be so militant.
Uh-huh.
They're so judgy.
Uh-huh.
Bikers in Seattle are so judgy.
Uh-huh.
You are scared as a car, okay? We were groomed to be terrified of pedestrians and bikers. And they'll shame you. They'll hit your car. And not in a way you think. You won't have done anything.
That's...
And so this is like taking hold in the country now.
Are you saying that people who are vegan or vegetarian would shame you for not being? Like, is that what you're...
Look, there's a culture of that in Seattle. A huge culture of that.
Okay.
Whether it's implied or direct, it is very extreme.
Interesting. Okay.
And I'm not saying like, no, I had friends who were vegetarians. I mean, never did I have a problem with one of my friends. But there is a whole segment of society that will just pound at you. And I mean, I lived in a couple of neighborhoods where that was very common. And there's a lot of that shaming. But they shame themselves too.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of that.
That's interesting because I you know, I'm not from that at all.
Recycle shaming. Like if you don't do it the right way, they're looking, they're watching. It's very passive aggressive in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I moved to New York from Seattle. Like, okay, that was a huge culture shock. But one thing immediately that I felt was comfortable in my own skin for the first time in my life in a way I never knew possible. Because they aren't like that. I mean, there's a lot of things you could complain about. Quality control, for one. Mm-hmm. But I'll take it because you get really down-to-earth people who tell you what they think. You don't have to guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I loved them.
Mm-hmm.
It was refreshing. But Seattle, to rebel, I wouldn't recycle. But this is years ago.
That's funny.
Yeah. And then I'll go to another city that doesn't recycle and bitch about it. Yeah. So I'm like a complete hypocrite. But anyway.
I would dump her.
Okay.
Sorry. Would you?
I don't think it's... Yeah, I would.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that seems like a lot of things that he just casually...
And then she'll say, you dump me because I'm vegan. It's like, but that's not why. And you know that's not why. It's the way you treated me.
Yeah.
It could have been anything.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with that. And it doesn't with me either.
Yeah.
It's not about that. It's about how you treat people.
Yeah.
When you act like your thing matters more just because you're the one making the most noise, you're fucking wrong.
Yes.
People who don't make noise, it doesn't mean it doesn't matter to them.
Yes.
They're just more polite and socially apt, and they know how to get along in society.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, dump her.
I would, yeah. I beat you to it.
Sorry. Yeah, you did.
Well, that was all I had for today. So.
Good work.
Thank you.
Good work.
Thus concludes this
episode. I love that. You dump her.
Well, you know, you usually
take... Why do you love this? I can't imagine she's not doing that in other areas. What's she like in the car?
Well, that's what I'm... You know, you usually take the heat for these things, and you're the one who says dump her, so I thought I'd, you know...
Oh!
I thought I would jump in there.
Thank you. Oh, that's nice.
Say it first for one.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know why you keep her, but...
It's a nightmare. Like, the amount of acceptable foods will slowly be, like, whittled down to just, like, peanuts, you know?
Yeah, because it's not about the food. It's about something else.
Yeah.
It's never about the thing. It's always about something else. It's about an insecurity, another problem. It's never about the thing. I wish she had asked for new pants. That would have been even more unreasonable. And then it would have been like slam dunk.
Okay. Well, that was the last question.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Episode, what was this? 11?
This was 10. This was 10.
God, what's wrong with me?
I don't...
It's not that big a deal, is it?
No. You're not calling me Steve, so that's
fine. Well, it's not that.
No. All right. Bye-bye. Okay.